Wisconsin looks to stretch its football winning streak to 7 with the Badgers host Nebraska this weekend at Camp Randall. After a 1-3 start, Bucky is bowl bound and hoping to be Big Ten title game bound in just a few weeks. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online at WIB.com. Senior safety Scott Nelson's winding down his career, and the Detroit native is back with me on Sports and Commentary. Scott, this is going to be your last home game as a Badger this Saturday against Nebraska. I guess without apologies, it's probably going to be a very emotional day for you, huh?
Yeah, it'll definitely be emotional. This place has become home for me, and it's very special, and it's crazy to think that this is going to be the last one, and a lot of the seniors are already talking about it, and all the time and effort that we put into this, but we know we got to go out special and do something that we haven't done before, and that's still within our grasp right now.
Yeah, you missed almost all of 2019 with an ACL, and then a personal tragedy in your life with the loss of a dear friend. How did that change you? Those things change you as a person.
Yeah, like you said, I got hurt the first game of the year, and I was out for the whole year, and it was supposed to be, like you said, like a big year coming in and really taking the next step. And it wasn't as I planned. And then I lost one of my close friends through suicide, and it really kind of, like I said, changed the way I think, changed the way I interacted with people. Really tried to just take advantage of each and every moment I have with people, because you never really know what people are going through. You never know the struggles that they're battling, but you know that you can try and have a positive impact and just create a smile on somebody's face, and truly being there, really emphasizing how much you're there for somebody and telling people you love them, I think is really important. And I think it's undervalued in the day we live in nowadays. I don't think it's told how much you can love somebody and be there for somebody. And that's something that's really important to me now, especially.
Yeah, you're right. So how did those setbacks on and off the field challenge you, you know, to go deeper in your walk with Jesus?
Yeah, through those trials, I mean, I got hurt my redshirt freshman year. I hurt my hamstring, but I was out for a couple games, and I thought that was the end of the world, and I thought I was put on this earth to play football and to play football, and that's how I was supposed to serve the Lord. And throughout these injuries and the loss of my dear friend and all of the difficult times that I had, I kind of came to understanding that football is just a tool for me, at least, that God gave me to reach people and to share my testimony. Doing stuff like this, I mean, it's huge. So if one person hears this and their life is slightly changed by it, or if 100 people hear it, it doesn't really matter, because it's all just trying to create more more people who have that relationship with the Lord, who have that relationship with Jesus. And it's definitely changed me. Throughout a daily journey, I try and have as many interactions with the Lord and try and become a more outspoken leader when it comes to my faith. Trying to offer to pray with people more, and be there for people who might not know the Lord. And continue that journey is something that I've had to kind of become better at. I've never been through some of the difficult challenges that I have since I came to Wisconsin, but I think it's definitely formed me into the person I am, and the Lord has different plans than we all think we have. And I came in, I thought I was going to have a smooth career where I wasn't going to have any injuries and was just going to play great all the time and have great success. And it definitely was a curveball with different injuries and the success up and down, and trying to always keep the Lord first is very important. And it was tested. It was throughout those challenges. It's hard to continue to tell yourself that God has a plan when stuff just seems to be going worse and worse and worse, and you feel like you're missing out and you're not even on the team anymore because of these injuries. And But it definitely has gave me the appreciation for life every day. And like I said, trying to tell people you love them, trying to tell people that the Lord loves them, like you're always loved by somebody.
So those tests became part of your testimony, didn't they?
Definitely. It's made me who I am. It's grounded me in my faith and made me kind of rely on the Lord and like truly have an understanding that I can't do it by myself. Like I need the Lord and I need Jesus every day. I need to choose Jesus every day in order to live the life that I want, and that I choose that life and something I do desire. And it's been amazing. It's a crazy journey that he'll take you on. And you might not expect it at all, but it's an incredible one when you finally choose to accept it and truly go all in on that lifestyle.
Badgers senior safety Scott Nelson out of Detroit on sports and commentary. Bucky playing Nebraska this weekend in Scott's final home game. Hey, thank you for coming back. I appreciate it. Blessings to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.